How important are our names nowadays? In Jesus' day, a name meant everything. You lived into your name. Your name was your title. Your name gave you character. Your name meant something. What about today? Does our name mean anything to us? That name, that way that people identify us throughout our life, how important is that name to us? I've talked before. I grew up in a family of 11, and one of the big things that we did was Mom and Dad always made sure that we ate as a family. So all 11 sat around a dinner table every night. And the whole time we were growing up, it really didn't mean much to me. Everybody had to eat. We ate around the table. The only thing that mattered was how much could I get? And can I have a second helping? But as life went on, we tend to learn that eating around that dinner table made all the difference. Because as we spread out across the country, it has kept us united one to another. We call each other. We check on each other. And that family has remained strong, and I believe it's because of the way that we all ate. And Dad made it a point to make sure that we all ate together. Why is that so important? Because you see, today, as we listen to today's scripture, Jesus calls his disciples by name. Have you ever thought about that scene for a moment? Here Jesus is, he's new on the scene, he's walking along the Sea of Galilee. He sees Peter and he calls him, "Come and follow me." Peter gives up this lifelong dream. He's been a fisherman, it's been the way that he has made his livelihood. It is what has put food on his table, it's what's taken care of his family, and he leaves everything behind because Jesus calls his name. "Come and follow me." And he sees two more brothers, and he tells them, "Come and follow me." They leave their father and their boats and their nets, and they follow Jesus. What was it about Jesus and calling their name that called them away from their livelihood, that made them leave everything behind? Jesus was at the very beginning of his ministry. People didn't know much about him. But what a wonderful attraction to allow him to be called by name, and they leave everything behind to follow Jesus. We listen to these stories time and time again at church, and we hear these stories and we think, well, that was back then. Those were his disciples. Those were those people who receive a vocational calling. And that's what this story is about. What if we were to tell you that Jesus is calling your name today? Would we be able to leave everything behind? Would we leave behind the life that we have to follow Jesus? Would we allow things to be different if Jesus but called our name? Or is it just a wonderful story that we listen to on Sunday, and then we go back into our life and we carry on the way that it always has been? You know, in our baptism, each one of us took on the name of Christian. Each one of us said, "Yes, Christ, I want to become more like you. I want to be different than everybody else in this world. I want to live into a relationship in which I get to become more like Christ." And so you see, just like Christ called his disciples as he walked along that seashore, he calls each one of us to come away with him, to live our life different than everybody else around us. So what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to live for Christ? It means that as we go through our daily lives, we look above and beyond the physical things that we find ourselves in, and we see what Christ is doing in the world. We take Christ's love into situations that seem hopeless and helpless, and we say, you know what? God is bigger than this disaster. God is bigger than cancer. God is bigger than fill in the blank. God's love is what will give you strength to get through this. And the more that we look for God's presence in our life, the more we will attract other people. The more our lives will be different than everybody else's. Isn't that what our faith journey is all about? Christ meets us in our life wherever we're at, but he continuously calls us into a deeper relationship, a relationship that we're able to see what God is doing in our life. A relationship that calls us to be different than everybody else. Calls us to come away and to really be those fishers of men. To share what God has given to us, to invite others into this relationship, and to say, you know what? God loves you, and God will make your world different too, if you just allow him. See, the disciples weren't any different than you and I are. The disciples were fishermen. They had their living. They lived by the sea. They fished. Nothing was really different until Christ entered their lives. And once Christ called them by name and they left everything behind and came away with him, everything was different. Christ offers us the very same opportunity. He says, will you come away with me? Will you live your life different than everybody else? Will you allow me to make a difference in your life and in the lives around you? What an awesome calling we have from God, this God who loves us so much that he is allowing us to participate in the work that he is doing here on earth to really change the world. How would it be if we came away with Christ and we did leave everything behind and we said, yes, Lord, I do want to put you first in my life. And yes, it is you that I want to make come alive in today's world. If the Christians bound together around the world, we could make anything happen. We can change the world. We can make the world a better place. We could look out for one another and really make things happen. And you know what? Just like our family, when we ate together, Sunday church is really that meal that we come together as a family. We get fed and we get the food and the nourishment we need to go out into our daily lives and to live the faith that God is calling us to. So today, as we're fed by God's word, it is here that we get the strength to go out and to really make a difference in our lives, to make a difference in the lives around us and to say, you know what? Christ is alive. Christ does make a difference in today's world. And I'm here to tell you how wonderful that is. Yes, we have been given a gift when we were baptized, when we were called by God, by our name. We were given a job to make a difference in today's world, to come away and to be those fishers of men that he called his disciples to be. We don't have to change our lifestyle. Christ puts you where you are for a reason. Christ gives you opportunity after opportunity in your day to witness to him. And if all you did is to stand up and to speak his name in your daily life, the world would be a better place. Let us never forget that God has called each one of us, and he called us by name.